Takanas Rabbeinu Gershon, the various institutions of Rabbeinu Gershon, and his title Me'or HaGoyle. Rabbeinu Gershon was a famous leader of Ashkenazi Jewry throughout the 11th century. He made various institutions on Ashkenazi Jewry that have had reverberating effects on Jewish life until this very day. He was born in the year 960 in France and later moved to Mainz, Germany, where he set up his school of leadership. His scholarship and leadership skills held such rabbinic authority over the lands that it earned him the title Me'or HaGoyle, which literally means the light of the exile, a very unique term which we don't find associated with any other Jewish leader. During his years of reign, he made various takanas, or institutions, many of which deal with civil law and married life. And the purpose of these institutions were to increase in the establishment of peace between a husband and wife and amongst fellow Jews and their Gentile neighbors. Many of these institutions carried with them a cherem, the severe penalty of excommunication for anyone who disobeys them, thereby becoming known as Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. In total, we can trace 83 institutions to Rabbeinu Gershom as listed in various Rishayim, mainly the Orchus Chaim Volume 3 and the Tshuva of Maram Ben Baruch, Tshuva 1022, as well as the Machzor Vitri, the Pachad Yitzchak, and all have been very eloquently allocated and brought in Encyclopedia Talmudit, Volume 17, in the end of the Sefer. His personality and leadership was so powerful that even centuries later, Ashkenazi Jewry still considered him as their teacher and them as his students, and viewed the institutions as if they were given by Moses on Sinai, as writes the Rush in a Tshuva. Passed away in the year 1040, as written in the Tshuvas of the Marshal, and passed away while still living in Metz, Germany. We will now review some of his most major institutions for which he is famous. The first institution is his famous ban against polygamy, not to marry another wife in addition to one's current wife, which is technically, biblically, and even rabbinically allowed. Rabbeinu Gershom was the first to outlaw this in Jewish practice, and so is the custom until this very day. His second most famous institution was consent for divorce. Until his time, biblical and rabbinical law both permitted a husband to divorce his wife against her will. Rabbeinu Gershom instituted a ban against divorcing one's wife without her consent, and so is recorded by the Ramban Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, chapter 119. His next takana is intrusion of privacy bans, which bans an individual from reading another person's mail due to intrusion of privacy. We also find associated to Rabbeinu Gershom bans relating to business ethics that prohibit one from outbidding a potential renter of a home from a Gentile if he is already in discussion with the owner, as recorded in the Ramah, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Hefker Nasagas Gvul, Halacha 11. Another ban that is recorded is a ban against nullifying the Tamid, which means is that you're not allowed to stop the minion from continuing in shul just for the sake of resolving a civil dispute of private individuals. This ban is recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in chapter 339, Halacha 3. Now we're going to discuss a very interesting tradition brought in Chassidish Sfarim regarding why he was titled Me'or HaGoyle. Many Jews, many great rabbis made institutions throughout the ages. Why did he specifically merit this title? So there's a Hasidic tradition which is recorded in a letter of the Rebbe printed in Igros Kodesh, volume 13, letter, page 12, that the two institutions of Rabbeinu Gershom regarding married Jewish life, which involved the prohibition against marrying another wife in addition to your current wife and against divorcing your wife against her will, had tremendous weight in heaven in protecting the Jewish people as God's chosen nation for eternity. And as tradition states, at that time there was a great prosecution above in heaven, brought by the angelic minister of Edom, which was representing the Christian nation, against the Jewish people for abandoning the faith and beseeching God that he choose a new nation, the Christian nation, instead of the Jewish people. When Rabbeinu Gershon became aware of this heavenly prosecution against Bnei Yisrael, he made an institution prohibiting a husband from divorcing his wife against her will. Thus, so to say, binding God himself, which was follow the commands that he gave the Jews, to do the same and never divorce the Jewish people. However, as tradition states, the prosecution continued in heaven. And they said, at the very least, God, take upon yourself another wife, another chosen nation, the Christian nation, as the Jewish people are not the best. To combat this new heavenly prosecution, Rabbeinu Gershom instituted that a husband may not marry another wife in addition to his current wife, hence closing any further ability of God in heaven in divorcing his nation Israel, heaven forfend, or choosing another nation in addition to the Jewish people. According to this tradition, these takanas of Rabbeinu Gershom were not just matters that brought shalom, peace between man and his wife, but matters that brought peace between Hashem and the Jewish people, that we remain his nation, his chosen nation, forever.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.